Welcome to the International Women's Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 8th day of March 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group, HF Relays 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 14.13 MHz by Justin VK7TW, 28.525 MHz by Dale VK7DG, and locally in Hobart on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24, that's 11 metres, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Alara News, let our voices be heard. As heard on the WIA broadcast, here is a reminder that Sunday, March the 8th is International Women's Day. Around the world, many YL groups are encouraging their members to be heard on the air. As such, Alara will be issuing a special International Women's Day certificate for YLs to make 5 contacts with other operators or for the OMs to contact 5 YLs. Names and locations need to be shared. A conversation is encouraged as well. All amateur radio bands and modes, including EchoLink, repeaters and digital systems, may be used. To gain the certificate, logs need to be sent to publicity@alara.org.au before the 31st of March 2026. OMs, please listen out for YLs. YLs, hope to hear you on the air. 73 from Linda, VK7QP, Alara, VK7 Rep. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day is approaching again, running from 0100 UTC on Saturday the 21st of March 2026 to 0059 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of March 2026. The contest is structured into 8 3-hour blocks, with stations able to be worked again on each block. Following rule changes introduced in the 18th of January 2026, the event now includes all amateur bands up to 241 GHz, excluding the WARC bands. Phone contacts are worth 1 point, CW contacts 2 points, and multipliers apply for each call area in every 3-hour period. With distance-based scoring removed, only serial numbers are exchanged, starting at 001 and incrementing for each contact. For logging, N1MM has effectively become the standard platform for VK contests, with configuration details and custom UDC files available from the website on the email edition of the broadcast. VKCL can also be used, although scoring and Cabrillo formatting may require manual correction. Accurate log formatting is essential, and the contest manager should be contacted if assistance is needed. There are multiple entry categories across bands, modes and operating durations, whether signal or multi-operator, home or portable. With favourable weather still on our side, it's an ideal opportunity to head portable, boost a VK7 participation and make sure a few more Tasmanian call signs appear in the logs. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Thanks, VK7. As heard on the WIA broadcast, the WIA board ballot results are out, and the following message is from Justin, VK7TW. Thank you to everyone who participated in the recent WIA board elections, and especially to those who placed their trust in me with their vote. I am genuinely humbled by the support and grateful for the opportunity to once again represent Australian amateurs at the national level. As I outlined during the election period, my primary focus will be twofold: strengthening the relationship between the Wireless Institute of Australia and the Australian Communication and Media Authority, and developing a coordinated national education and training strategy for amateur radio across Australia. These areas are critical to the long-term health of the hobby and to ensuring we continue to grow, modernise and support the next generation of operators. Thank you again to everyone who voted. I look forward to returning to the WIA board following the WIA Annual General Meeting in Albury in May 2026. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Tassie statewide events. Meet the Voice. The Meet the Voice will be on Sunday the 29th of March 2026, commencing at 11 a.m. in Ross. The Meet the Voice trophy will be awarded. Car boot sale, bring any items you want to sell. It's a BYO everything event. Bring your barbie, your food and drinks and socialise. Meet the voices you talk to on the radio. Any queries, contact Al, VK7AN, on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Statewide SSTV nights, a quiet night that saw the following participants. VK7s, EV, AX, OO, ZCF and ZAB all sharing over 20 photos. The main themes were dueling VNAs, a VNA component test jig, a selection of different types of toroid cores, leads with common mode chokes, and other highlights were tourist shots of the Hobart waterfront, Ulverston's War Memorial Clock Tower, wildlife visiting your QDH, Heckle and Jekyll, the Talking Magpies from 1946, and how to multitask. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, but there were no photos exchanged. Note, Ken VK7RJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. The spotting platform Parks and Peaks experienced an unexpected outage during the week. As of Thursday the 5th, at the time of preparing this wrap-up, restoration work was still underway to return the service to normal operations. Operators are encouraged to check the platform status before heading out on an activation to confirm that service has been restored and spotting functionality is available. While Parks and Peaks remains a popular choice amongst operators for posting and monitoring spots, there are several reliable alternatives available. This includes WWFF Spotline, POTA.app and SOTA Watch, all of which continue to provide effective real-time spotting and activation support. Travis VK7VXT activated the 1254-metre Hart's Peak in Hart's Mountains National Park. Operating on 40 metres and 2 metres, he logged contacts across CW, SSB and FM, showcasing strong band versatility from the summit. This activation marked Travis's 10th SOTA outing for 2026. He has now accumulated 78 points for the year, lifting his overall total of 148 points and edging ever closer to the prestigious Mountain Goat Award. Keep safe and I hope to catch you soon on the air. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. ACMA News. License documents. The following comes from Gavin, VK7HGO, who needed to present his ACMA license documents to confirm with the DMR providers that he was a licensed amateur radio operator. 1. Contact the ACMA Australia-based help desk on 1300 350 115. 2. Tell them that you need proof of license documentation. 3. They will give you a 4-digit number to add to your call sign, and you email both to the email address info@acma.gov.au. In about 2 hours, you will receive a 2-page detail of your license. 5. You open up support ticket on website radioid.net and receive a support ticket number. You will be asked, number 6, you will be asked to upload evidence of your license, and you can attach the document received from the ACMA. I hope this helps other amateurs to get hold of license evidence documents. And that's 73 from Gavin, VK7HGO. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354410. That number again, 0417 354410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Our last club room technical night was mainly devoted to the Vector Network Analyzer, or VNA, and concentrated on using them in the port 1 to port 2 or through testing mode. Although the VNAs that Colin, VK7ZCF, and Lionel, VK7ZLB, brought in weren't the original nano-style units with their small 75mm screens, the 175mm displays they had were still compact as field units. In a group instructional situation, an even larger display is advantageous. This is where Andre, VK7ZAB, made a big impression. He had pre-installed the Nano VNA Saver software on a laptop specifically for the remote control of these VNAs via USB. This allowed access to all menu items that are normally available on the VNA and displayed all numerical and graphical results. The laptop in turn was connected to the large screen wall monitor in the main club room. This allowed for easy visibility of the VNA's display and its generated Smith charts and attenuation graphs. Settings and changes were made on the field device were also mimicked back onto the laptop and vice versa. The demonstration took place with a pair of SysJoint handheld VNAs, one an SV4401A and the other one an SV6301A, usable to 4.4 GHz and 6.3 GHz respectively. Colin brought along his recently purchased test jigs from Halibut Electronics in California, used for the test and measurement of common mode current choke effectiveness. Colin concentrated mainly on coaxial and screen cables and the effect on attenuation versus frequency of the cable passing once or multiple loops through toroidal and clip-on ferrite cores. Lionel, VK7ZLB, used his self-designed and constructed test jigs to measure parameters of various electronics components. The test jig was constructed in a small die-cast enclosure, about 50mm square, with a BNC socket on opposite sides that allowed for external patching to port 1 and 2 on the VNA for through measurements. On top of the enclosure are two push-down binder posts, each connected to one BNC socket internally. The item under test is inserted between the binder posts, and after the initial obligatory VNA menu test calibration, Lionel then went on to verify the calibration. This was achieved by individually testing a set of precision resistors, confirming that the measured impedance values matches those predicted by the relevant formula. Also on the test jig to improve isolation was a detachable aluminium shield located between the component binder post clamps, and Lionel included this to minimise any cross-coupling between posts. At HF all looked fine without the shield, but once you start testing towards the gigahertz part of the spectrum, it became very evident as to why he included the shield. The binder posts, being about 30mm tall, start to become significant radiating elements in their own right and progressively become part of the overall item under test. After many, many, many toroids and turned combinations later, the take-home is, in general, increasing the number of turns or adding more ferrite material improves the effectiveness of a common mode choke, up to a point. However, the usual caveats apply. Just as adding additional ferrites eventually reaches diminishing returns, increasing the number of turns introduces greater interwinding capacitance. This added capacitance can shift or create unwanted resonances, limiting the choke's performance and complicating the overall response. The main take-home is, as always, test and measurements, so that you are not flying blind. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. For more choke setups, see the SSTV photos for Thursday. Upcoming events, on-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday the 18th of March and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. March presentation night, MeshCore. Last Wednesday night was a big one with Heath, VK3TWO, VK6TWO, giving members a deep dive into the world of MeshCore. Heath walked through the fundamentals of low-RA operation, showing how reliable communication can be achieved at around -8 to -9 dBm, using just 150 milliwatt on the 433 and 915 MHz ISM bands. The session covered hardware options, from off-the-shelf modules through to DIY builds, using radios, solar powering and various integrations, along with the configuration topics such as LoRa protocol, APRS integration, online flasher tools and channel setup. Heath also compared MeshCore with MeshTastic and demonstrated node types including companion nodes, repeaters and room nodes with built-in BBS functionality. The presentation went well beyond theory, exploring practical setup using devices like the beginner-friendly L1 Pro, routing across multiple repeaters, and the use of bandpass filters where low-RA modules suffer from poor noise floors. Heath also demonstrated the MeshCore flasher site, private channels, region configurations, propagation and line-of-sight mapping tools, and the MeshCore heat map capability that lets nodes act as mesh analyzers. Developed by HAMS for Everyone, MeshCore offers a practical pathway into amateur radio techniques while also supporting license-free family applications like messaging. A huge thank you again to Heath for an outstanding and highly informative presentation. And that's 73 from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio Broadcast. March Forum Night, 2m 70cm transceiver testing. This Wednesday Forum Night will be a little bit different. We will have an HP communications service monitor and power supply available for testing your 2m and 70cm radios and All-Star DMR nodes. We are looking to cover the following tests. These may be subject to change. Frequency, power output, deviation, SINAD, distortion, receiver sensitivity, DTMF level if available, and audio level. Have a suggestion for some other tests? Let us know. Due to time constraints, we will only be testing and letting you know where things might need some attention, and it is the responsibility of the owner to make these adjustments. We hope to see you along with your radios when Wednesday, the March the 11th from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, 73 from the Reese Committee. April Forum Night, Club Members, AR3D Printing. April is 3D Printing and Amateur Radio Month at Reese. We're flipping the usual order and swapping presentation and forum nights so members can actually show off their creations. Yes, this is your cue. Bring the brackets, bring the enclosures, bring the antenna mounts that only just survived the last SOTA activation. Bring the clever shack fix that solved a problem nobody else noticed, but you absolutely could not ignore or live without. And before you start getting suspicious, no, this is not an April Fool's prank. We generally want to see your amateur radio-related 3D printing projects. From humble lumps of filament to beautifully engineered pieces of RF-adjacent brilliance, take us on the journey. Show us the experiments, the failures, the I'll just tweak the Z-offset one more time moments, and the final masterpiece that somehow works better than it has any right to. Wednesday, 1st of April 2026 from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms and streamed. See you there. Reese Committee. April Presentation Night. Spectacular 3D Printing. Praj VK4MPB, 7MPB, has been building 3D printers since 2011, back when you didn't print a file, you nervously injected raw G-code into what was essentially a heated toaster that had ambitions of becoming a replicator. Slices were cryptic and confrontation bits of software, firmware updates required emotional resilience, and bed levelling was practically a sacred ritual involving tiny hex keys, deep breathing, and intense philosophical debates about 0.2 millimetres of Z offset. A good first layer wasn't expected, it was negotiated, sometimes aggressively. My printer still lives in the garage, where they've evolved from temperamental science experiments that occasionally produced abstract art or spectacular nests of plastic spaghetti into surprisingly competent little manufacturing units. While I was chasing the mythical perfect first layer and cleaning lumps of molten filament off nozzles, additive manufacturing quietly matured. The same core principles behind these early DIY machines now produce surgical implants with bone growth lattices, aerospace components with internal cooling channels that can't be machined, advanced engineering parts, and some spectacular art, all in a mind-boggling array of materials. And yes, it turns out the same technology responsible for heroic prints and catastrophic spaghetti is also brilliant for us radio amateurs. From portable HF and SOTA POTA gear to clever shack fixes to RF experiments that genuinely move a nano VMA trace in ways that only makes me more curious, 3D printing has become a real engineering tool. Praj will be sharing some of the practical, creative and generally cool things you can do with it today, in everyday life, in serious engineering and in amateur radio, along with a few demonstrations to prove it's not just enthusiasm for melting plastic. Expect nostalgia, curiosity, a bit of garage-born instability, and the unshakable belief that if I just level the print bed one more time, this time it'll absolutely be perfect. Truth. When the 8th of April 2026, 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms and streamed. See you there. And that's from the Reese Committee. Regular VK7 gatherings and events from the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF VK7RG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a -7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.65 megahertz with a minus 600 kilohertz offset, CTCSS tone 141.3 hertz, to link RAF north-south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave, a QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then the North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and Technet session every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM, then a Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WHW. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 18th of March, from 6:30 PM at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net, on 2 metres VK7RMD, and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net 144.190 USB. And the VK7 events, ALARA 8th of March, International Women's Day, REIST 11th of March, Forum Night, 2-metre 70cm transceiver testing in the club rooms. REIST 18th of March, Roast Rolls and Radio Night, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 6 PM. VK 21st to 22nd of March, John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. VK 7 28th of March, Meet the Voice Barbecue from 11 AM at Ross. REIST 1st of April, AR 3D Printing Forum Night, the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed from 7:30 PM. REIST 8th of April, Spectacular 3-Day Printing Presentation with Praj VK7 MPB, Queen's Domain Club Rooms and stream from 7:30 PM. WW 18th of April, IARU World Amateur Radio Day. And VK7 to the 8th of November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7PD. Repeaters, REIST, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160m VK7GS, 80m VK7DG, 40m VK7ALH, 20m VK7JGD, 10m VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, maybe you can always catch the rebroadcast. Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7 Zulu India Romeo, Wishing you good, DX, and a great weekend.